understand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all of the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for the quickest hour on the internet. It's Real Talk. With your host, with me, Miss V, your host, Out of the Beat. I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, it's, yeah, I'm with you, girl. It's been one hectic fucking weekend. Not enough time every day to do everything.
Oh, it's a lot going on. I'm drained. I took a nap before this show, and normally you take a nap before the show and you be like, okay, I got energy. I ain't got no energy. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't get to take a nap today. Didn't watch NASCAR because it's on, another channel on the fucking cable.
I thought it was on regular TV today. I thought Indy up there. I didn't see NASCAR.
I did watch a little bit about Indy today, this morning, before I had to go and help my brother-in-law. Yeah, last-minute shit, move. And it's like, all right, I got to be gone by this time because I got to at least start cooking and getting my shit ready. And then I got a radio show to do. So hurry the fuck up.
Okay, can I ask a stupid question? And this is a real stupid-ass question. Why do brilliant people think that Sunday is the best day to move?
No shit.
Because I always, don't you have to be at work on Monday?
Yep.
I actually moved on a Tuesday and took 2 days off work, but that's also because for the brilliant reason.
Mm-hmm.
Movers charge extra if you hire them on the weekend, which I think is stupid. So I chose a weekday to move, but I also had the ability to choose that weekday to move.
Yes.
And I hired movers to do it. But, most of the people that I know that move themselves, and when I say move themselves, call a shitload of friends over to move on Saturday.
Yes.
I'm just going.
Yes.
Person tells me they're moving on a Sunday, I kind of give them that stink eye. I get sick.
Mm-hmm.
I get all kind of problems. Because I don't want to do jack on Sunday. I do this show because I love it, and it's only an hour.
Yes.
But rest is short.
Yes. I mean, last time I talked to him on Friday or Thursday. All right, now I'm getting a trailer Friday. Okay, he's going to start moving. And Saturday, same thing, moving. And when I get there today, it's like, what the fuck did you guys even do? Well, we boxed this, and it's like, really, Bo? You guys ain't moved shit. Well, we moved this. It's like, yeah, I already know that. But you guys didn't do shit. Oh, I was livid. Tomorrow I pick him up, Bo, my nephew, and he's coming to stay with me for a week. And it's like, dude, stop fucking around. You got to start work and start doing something. You ain't laying around all day at my house. Trust me. So,
People are brilliant, okay?
oh,
I say it with
there go
all
the babies.
Of the sarcasm in my voice that people are brilliant. Not only are the babies gone, the babies are nasty. The my backyard, because I've got to figure out how to reseed it, because they look like mud puppies, literally, because they have any grass that was back there, they managed to dig it up or make a path or make it turn into a mud swamp. So until we get out of rainy season, which won't be for another few weeks, it's going to be all hell to pay. But I did take my lawnmower. I took my lawnmower to the shop yesterday. It was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, let's tell you about the good thing. Friday, I went to go see this beautiful symphony. Now, I had one drink, and I want to say this. You don't drink when you really go to the symphony. If you do, you have a mild drink. Because the symphony is not someplace that you be down to drink at. So I had one drink. One drink only. But the symphony was past my bedtime. I go to bed very early. I go to bed like at 8 o'clock, and we all know I talk about this on the show. So Friday night at the symphony, I'm at the symphony at 10, and then the damn parking garage, I don't know what these people couldn't figure. It was the symphony. It was not a basketball game. It wasn't a hockey game. It was the symphony. Why did it take me 25 minutes to get out the parking garage? So, you know, I was like, really? What are you people doing? I don't know what they did. I don't know what they did. It took 25 minutes to get out the parking garage. So, I mean, I didn't get home until almost 11 o'clock, which still is not a bad time. But you would have thought that I had been, like, down in drinks. And I want to say part of it is because I am on new medication. We all know that I'm on my weight loss journey. And I don't think, I can't remember, this medicine really requires me to drink water. Like today, I know I'm probably tired because I haven't, when I say I can count how much water I've drank, I have not drank that much water. So that is my fault. But I will tell you that I was tired. I didn't want to get out to bed. So I was like, my daughter calls me. Now she went to the symphony with me. And she's like, I'm on my way. I'm like, okay. I was like, well, we could wait. And then I'm like, no, because I really need her truck so I could drop off my lawnmower at the shop, because for the past 2 years, I've been meaning to take the damn lawnmower to the shop. Well, last summer, me trying to use my lawnmower, my wheels are locked. I'm not buying a new lawnmower. I priced new lawnmower. Yeah. My baby is still running. The wheels are just locked. Let's get this thing fixed, because I'm sure that the couple of $100, if they even charge me that, to unlock these wheels and fix them or whatever, it's way cheaper than me paying $600 for a new lawnmower. So I'm like, okay, let's get it to the shop. Me thinking that the lawnmower shop is open at 4 or 5 o'clock, someone told me, look to see what time the lawnmower shop closed. Then mugs closed at 1 o'clock. Grant you, it's 10:30 and my ass is still in the fucking bed.
All right, now that is on Saturday, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Most of the ones out here where I am at, Saturday, noon.
But see,
Shut down, noon, and done.
And like I said, it wasn't a biggie because I know this shop very well. It's one of the well-known shops. It's not a run-of-the-mill. I'm going to tell you some bullshit's wrong. They're actually a floral dealer. So I could have taken my lawnmower there any time. I've been fucking around not taking it. But I took it to them because the guy who I took my snowblower to, I'm sure this jackass would tell me anything was wrong because he resells snowblowers and lawnmowers. And I figured out how he does it. He'll say, oh, well, if you don't want it, you can leave it here, and you don't have to pay me nothing. And he makes money off of it because that's what he told me about my snowblower. I was like, no, I'll pay the $25 because my snowblower needs a new motor. Well, a new motor for a snowblower is only like $350. New snowblowers cost $600. I still went and bought a new snowblower. But I was like, this you ain't gonna make money off of me. I'll put a new motor in that bitch before I let you do it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, big time.
So So I didn't take it to him just because I don't like his business tactics. I've heard that he's really good at what he does, so I was just like, nah, I'll take it. I know I'm going to pay more, but I'm going to get right parts. And plus, my Toro I bought back in 2002. And I told him, I was like, see, he would have been trying to sell me a new one because what's that, you know, the commercials that say the flex glue, the flex tape and all that? Let me tell you, they got the one where they say you can seal up holes and shit with it. My lawnmower has been so bad that it had holes rusted through it where the bag would be on the lawnmower, but it might as well not be on there because it was hitting me with the grass, like the holes that it rusted through. I got that flex seal stuff on there. I didn't flip seal rhymes. So I told him, I was like, I know my baby look rough. I said, but you know what? I just need my baby fixed. I was like, she starts, purrs like a kitten. I need these wheels fixed. You know.
Yep.
So they said it'll be about 3 weeks, but it's the beginning of the rainy season, so we know I won't be cutting no grass probably the month of April.
Oh, big time. I mean, down here, here in about a week, I'm going to start mowing. And I'm not going to stop until fucking October, November.
See, I could pay my next door neighbor. They'll do my front yard. And considering that my dogs have destroyed my backyard, I've still got to get somebody to dump the soil back there. And I've got all the companies that bring the 2 and 3 yards of soil. Well, only dump it. They're like, well, we don't dump it in the backyard. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't want it in my fucking front yard. Dump this shit in my backyard. Give me the fucking keys to
your truck
and I'll
get it to your backyard.
Thank you. So I'm going to find a different company that will dump it in the backyard because I want to dump it back there and spread it because I've got a few holes. But I know once I do it, I'm going to put up the temporary fencing and I'm going to seed it small areas at a time. But I'm putting out real grass seed, not that quick shit. But the stuff that takes, 3 to 4 weeks to kick in. Because I know once it kicks in, these bitches won't dig where, if it's nice and smooth, they would rather lay in that shit and play around in the dig.
Well, that's the thing. With, if you have the right seed and it germinates quickly, then you've got no problem. But you got to keep the dogs out of digging in it and all that. Plus, birds will come down and get those seeds.
Oh, I know. That's why I said I'm going to do the area where I'm going to do small areas. I'm going to do like 3x6 patches at a time. And people was like, that's going to take a while. I was like, yeah, but if I do a 3x6 patch and go a month and then do another month, first of all, the dogs won't dig there because I'll beat their ass. Because I'll have that, I'll have it. I'm getting the temporary fencing. So they can't get to the area, like that construction fencing. But I was like, I ain't doing shit. They put the generator on this house. And I want to talk about something really serious because I want to say this because when I start seeing news broadcasts where countries are doing things because of people wanting to lose weight, I have to say something. And I want to say this because as a person who's on a weight loss journey, and I am, my BMI is in that area where I do need like weight loss medicine. But you assholes who are trying to lose 5 or 10 pounds and keep fucking going to get Ozempic, when Canada has to sit there and say they will not take prescriptions from anyone outside of Canada because you jackasses, and I'm going to say more so in California, you people who have the means and the money are ordering Ozempic from Canada. This is a diabetic medicine. If you already weigh 110 pounds, you're taking it away. My doctor actually prescribed me Saxenda, which is a true weight loss medicine. And Saxenda is like the counterpart to Ozempic. Yes, they said Ozempic works better, but you know what? Let me tell you something. I know that I'm one of those people who actually needs the medicine, I would be on Ozempic if I did not, if I had hit a little bit higher. But people who are diabetic really need that medicine. And I want you jackasses who want to lose 5 or 10 fucking pounds to quit paying the money and having your and paying your doctors to give you fucking Ozempic when there are people who need this medication to live. You trying to get into your fucking skinny jeans or whatever fucking outfit is not worth it. Think about if that was your mother, your brother, your sister, your nephew, your niece, or somebody who actually needs this medicine and couldn't get it because your bitch ass and you and your fucking rich ass fucking friend are too fucking lazy to go to a gym or push away from the goddamn table. I'm not getting no Ozempic. And my BMI says that I'm in that area where I need weight loss medicine. I am prescribed weight loss medicine. I had to lose weight on my own before my doctor would even prescribe me weight loss medicine. Quit being lazy. Quit taking, I mean, no country should have to place a ban on medication. And I think it's really selfish. Because I don't know what you guys are going through, but the side effects to even my medication, which I am legally prescribed and I'm under the care of a doctor, I have to follow it. And if you're only trying to lose 5 or 10 pounds, you're really defeating the purpose. Really defeating the purpose. Because I can tell you, as a person who has been on weight loss medicine a few times, and I've always been prescribed and I've always been monitored, it's not fun with some of the side effects. I'm sure right now what I'm going through is probably one of the side effects because I didn't do what I was supposed to today, which was drink like 5 million gallons of water. But don't take none away from somebody that can save their life. It's selfish. In all actuality, if they made a law saying that you would be prosecuted for getting medication that you weren't, let's put something out there real. And I know that Ozempic is not what Prince and Michael Jackson took. They were on some, like, Michael Jackson had the medicine that put you the anesthesia because he couldn't go to sleep. But that doctor should have been prosecuted for giving that to him. He didn't need to have a fucking drip every damn day to go to sleep. There's other ways. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Money should not be able to buy you that. Michael Jackson's not here because of that. Prince is not here because he was addicted to opioids. He was getting fake prescriptions.
Yes.
You don't know what this medicine can do to you, and you're not under a doctor's care. You're just having a doctor give it to you. Oh, something is only injected once a week, but do you know the effects of that? I mean, what, you doing it just, oh, well, I take Ozempic for a month. I'm trying to lose 5 or 10 pounds. I got to get into this dress. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be honest. When they start saying that and I started looking at some of these celebrities, let's call some names. I looked at Kim Kardashian. I looked at some of these people that are always on TV. And when they said Kim Kardashian had to lose 17 pounds to get into that Marilyn Monroe dress or something because Marilyn Monroe was so small. I'm not saying Kim K did it, but come on now, people. It's not healthy to do that when there are people who truly need this medication for their health. Anthony Anderson is a diabetic, and he needs that medication. Are you going to tell him that you would rather lose 5 or 10 pounds than for him to be alive?
Agreed.
How about if that was your child? How about if that was your mother or your father or your sister or your niece or your nephew or your brother? Gotta stop. I mean, this fucking vanity shit is gone too far. I might not be comfortable with the way I look, but that is a personal thing. That's not a society thing for me. It is also, it's not healthy the size that I am. I know a lot of things that I have to lose weight because I have been in a horrible car accident. I've had to have surgery. The weight is not good even for the surgery that I've had.
Yes.
But I'm doing things to maintain and to lose this weight. I be damn you motherfuckers who just want to look fit into a size 2 or a size 1 or a size 0, really. How about you do what the men do? And I'm calling out the women because it's mostly the women who are doing it. These men who get these acting roles have to go through strenuous diets. Athletes, the reason why they're in such good shape is because, yeah, they might be eating 4,000 calories a day, but they're also doing tremendous working out. As a person who's been a runner, I know that when you're doing that, you're taking in the calories, but then you're also watching what you're eating. How about you fucking get a damn dietitian and get a chef at your house? You can afford it. You don't need fucking no Olympics.
Yes, I agree on that. I mean, that's the thing. You've got people that are abusing the system that is a real health crisis to a lot of, and yet you've got someone that weighs, 120, 125 pounds. Oh, I just wish I could lose 5 pounds. Oh, let me do this. Let me cheat and do this. No.
It's not there, and it's not right. And I can tell you that you are causing a bigger problem. And the fact that Chelsea Handler went on TV and said, oh, yeah, I get it. I know people who get it. My doctor gives it to me. These doctors need to be penalized.
Yes.
Because I can tell you, those of us who have actual health insurance, and as a person who has real health insurance, your health insurance knows if you are diabetic or not because they're your chart. So you're doing this stuff basically by having a doctor that really don't know you write a script. Because health insurance will not allow it. And I am not for all of the shit that health insurance does, but I will tell you, like, my health insurance had to approve my weight loss medicine. There was all kind of tests that I had to go through before they would approve it. I can tell you, as a person who has high blood pressure, there was all kind of, you know, they were following my medical records. I have a nurse that calls me like once every 3 months because they actually look at your records. And they're doing it because they want people to be healthier. You jackasses do not need Ozempic. What you need is to talk to some of us who are borderline being on it, who have real problems, who live in food deserts, who don't have proper eating. I mean, when you're making an excess of $1 million a year and you have access to personal chefs and dietitians and people who can cook for you and can give you the proper diet plan, why are you taking medication from people who need it? But let me bring in Randy. I know y'all said I'm a guy on my high horse today, but I had to say something about that because it's ridiculous.
No, it's good. And it will continue.
Hey,
and I'm gonna
beautiful.
Continue
how
to
you
talk
doing?
About it. I'm doing great. How are you doing? But I'm going to continue to talk about
all
it.
Right.
It's one of those things where I think that more people should talk about the things that affect real-life situations versus glamorizing it. Because there's nothing glamorous about a person with diabetes not being able to get their medication. There's nothing glamorous about that.
I agree. Hello, Randy. Sorry.
It's okay. No, that's okay. Have y'all guys watched the women's championship today?
Oh, yes.
I ain't watched
that. As soon
that.
As I got home.
I ain't watched that. I done told y'all I ain't been watching no basketball.
Dude.
I haven't. I heard how good they've been doing. I have not watched it. I have not.
Okay.
I haven't had any desire. Like I said, March Madness went out my fucking, you know. The NFL and the damn extra week onto the season just fucked me completely up, you know. So that's when it's March Madness, and I'm still discombobulated. So maybe next year I'll be back on track.
Okay.
You know, this year I'm discombobulated.
I mean, with all the hype on Iowa, that's who I wanted to win.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was shut down. It was LSU. First championship ever for them.
For that team, yeah.
And, yes.
Is,
so,
she the one, is
that's
LSU
awesome
the one
too?
Who had the coach with the flamboyant? Or maybe that was another coach.
No, that was her. She's very flamboyant. Very bright clothes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Almost like a kaleidoscope.
Oh, wow.
Jacket. Yeah, that jacket was
a
kaleidoscope.
I saw that suit.
But that's the only thing I had heard about. I mean, that's what I can tell you. That tells you how much I have not been following, because that's the only thing that I recall hearing was about this coach who was very flamboyant on the court. And I'm like, okay, I ain't mad at her. I mean, shit.
Mm.
If you got it, wear it. Shit.
Yeah. I was going to go to the movies tonight. I was going to go to the movies tonight, but I was just tired. I just got off of work. I just got tired of it. I just want to stay home. That's why I called you. And I was going to see, what's the name of that picture? I was Everything and Everywhere All at Once, or whatever the title of that.
Didn't they win
an
Academy Award or something?
Oh,
they won
seven. Like three.
No, they won
seven.
Seven.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
They nominated 11 times. They won seven. Well, let's see.
That
Jamie Lee Curtis won.
Yep. Yep.
Jamie Lee Curtis won. Michelle Yao. And what's that guy?
He's an Asian actor.
Yeah. He was a child actor back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a child actor back in the day.
He was in Indiana Jones
and
Temple of Doom. Mm. And I think he was in another one, but it's Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, that...
Goonies. Yeah. He was in Goonies.
Yes, and Goonies. Yes, yes.
He was in Goonies. Well, of course, that was back in the 80s.
Yep.
But, I was going to see that movie tonight, but I said, I can see it some other time. Yesterday I was celebrating my 35th anniversary since I moved out of my parents' house. I just thought I'd treat myself to a movie, but I'm just too tired to go. I was going to celebrate. I was going to celebrate and treat myself to a movie.
And you know what? Anytime you can celebrate is good. I mean, I don't care what it's for. And I told, other than motherfuckers taking Ozempic, I'm not celebrating you motherfuckers unless you are diabetic. that's been wearing on me. And I think because I went and looked up, like, the medicine that I'm on, I looked it up and I'm just like, and I know people who are diabetic, so I think that's why I really get more upset, because I actually know diabetics. And here, one of the weather guys is a diabetic, and his son is also a diabetic. And these are not wealthy people. I know people say, they're on TV. Okay, depending on what TV station you work for, you ain't making a whole hell of a lot of money. You might not be living like people scrounging for the bread every damn day, but you ain't living how in the world. You know,
You're right.
He came out like years ago because he actually supports the Diabetes Association. And he was talking about it. And I look at, you know, I don't know him personally. I have no connection to him other than I see him on the TV. But to hear him talk about, you know, how long he's been diabetic, and his son got diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic. And you see these people, and you understand this is medication they need to live. And I went through school, which I did not know what diabetes was when I was in elementary school. But there was a young lady who was in my class, and her weight used to fluctuate. And I never knew why. I didn't know it was because of the medication that she was on and that she was diabetic. But I remember that, you know, we would have to have – there was always fresh fruit around and everything to help maintain her blood sugar. So since I've been around diabetics, and then my great-grandmother – if you live in the South, people in the South will relate to this more, because in the South they don't call it diabetes. This is what Southern people say. They say you got sugar. So
sugar. I never heard that.
Oh, wow.
They say you got sugar. And it's a Southern thing. Because my great-grandmother had sugar pills. And it took me until I became an adult to realize what was going on. And this is because that's the only way they could remember. You were talking about people born in the 1800s. And remember, a lot of black people in the South were not really educated. So the only way you could get them to take some medication was to use thin diabetes that wasn't going to understand. But to say you have sugar, you know, and that you need this to maintain. So I always grew up, I really didn't know what diabetes was until I became an adult, only because in my family, there was quite a few people in my family who had sugar, and I didn't realize. It took me going to college and becoming an adult and saying, why y'all just didn't say she had diabetes? You know, but they said that because of that time, that was the only way you can explain it to black people. So to get them to take the medication.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
so I remember my great-grandmother she was taking pills. She didn't do a shot, but she took a pill for her diabetes. And there are some people who do take pills for diabetes. But I still remember growing up that my great-grandmother, I mean, I do recall, I'm probably bigger now than I probably should be. But that would explain why in my family so many people were on the slimmer side. They lived up north because my grandmother did the cooking for my great-grandmother. So I knew about the no salt and the light salt early in life. I really didn't start using the regular iodized salt until I went to the military because I grew up where if my grandmother cooked, she didn't cook with the regular salt and pepper like everybody else. She would use pepper, but the salt was the light salt. And like I said, when I look back on it, it was because of my great-grandmother being diabetic. Like, I didn't start using salad dressing until I left home because my grandmother seasoned my salt. She would do tomatoes, you know, the regular salad. And instead of doing salad dressing, she seasoned with the light salt. That's how she did it. No dressing. And I look at now how I live, and I look at, by the grace of God, I don't have diabetes, but I have been borderline, you know, and I have been blessed to never be at the point where I've had to go on medication, but seeing what these people are doing now with the medication just really, really pisses me off because I think about my great-grandmother. I think about the people in my family that I know. I think about, you know, this child who, well, he's now a young man in college, but the news broadcaster and his son. And you are taking medication from people who actually need it. Anthony Anderson, which is a well-known actor, is one of the faces for diabetes. And the fact that, you know, he has maintained, you know, and I'm sure we all remember when he was really heavy and he said he had to take it serious when he got older.
Oh, yeah.
Because he almost died, and that's why he's lost the weight. Paula Deen, who does not, you know, she shamed herself for her dumb shit, but she's a diabetic. So I think if people would be more vocal about how, don't be trying to get this shit because you're trying to lose a few pounds. But I also blame Ozempic, and I'm going to say I blame them because I was actually watching the commercial, and it was like, yeah, people who take Ozempic lose on average of 14 pounds. Okay, quit fucking saying how much weight these people are losing because you're making people, with your advertisement, want this medication even if they're not diabetic. And that's wrong on your part because you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I just want people to understand that this is a very serious health issue, and I mean, I'm only one person, but I figure if I can make noise on my platform, so be it. But I did get some good football news this week, so you know I had to talk about some football. Marvin Jones Jr. is coming back to the Lions. If anybody from my Twitter feed, I did post it. I mean, I don't think the news got it out quick enough. I put it out there. Because then I started texting my friends who are also Marvin Jones Jr. fans. And one of them, I was like, well, I wonder if Khalif Raymond is going to give up number 11 because that was Marvin Jones' number. One of my friends, she said, he better give it up. I'm going to kick his butt. I said, I will pay to see that. You going to kick Khalif Raymond's butt? You know, Marvin Jones tweeted out, he definitely put out there that he was coming back, and we're all happy. So for the Lions, I'm happy. You know, I am ecstatic because I literally had to explain to someone who didn't understand why I was happening. It was like, and they was like, he old. And I was like, he is 33. And I said, see, I know more about him. When I'm really interested in a player, and I think this is anybody who's interested in different aspects of people's lives, I really wanted to know what was so great. Aside from him being a good player, I wanted to know more about him. And the fact that, you know, he's the same age as my son, but when his wife got pregnant, you know, instead of him saying, you just going to be a baby mama and I'm going to go out here and do my thing, he married her. He was in college. He's married son. He was getting ready to go to the draft. You know, and he had a talk with his father. And the fact that he had a talk and he just didn't do random. And look at it, they got 5 or 6 children. They're high school sweethearts. They've been together this whole time. This is not some gold digging situation, you know, or her being some thought. This is who he was with. He's been with, you know, his whole life. And you have to commend somebody who steps up to take the responsibility immediately. And we don't spotlight people who take that responsibility, especially in the Black community. You know, we're so busy talking about men being out there making children with all these different women and not doing it. How about those who do the right thing, which is very commendable? How about we start spotlighting them, not just for their talent, but for doing what we want other men to do? Because that is the example that the generations coming up behind him want to see. Nobody wants to hear about, oh, you're an athlete and you got a baby mama here and a baby mama there. You want to hear about the person who, when he was put with that situation and that came to him, that he asked the proper questions. He made decisions. And he made decisions that was going to be not just best for him, but best for his entire family. I commend him on that. And I met his wife. And, I mean, the fact that they're both business people, you know, she's not sitting back saying, hey, baby, you got this money, let me go shopping. You know, she started her own business. She's got a business with her family. So you have to look at this stuff. And when I started telling people, they were like, you're a stalker. I was like, no, a stalker would be talking about, that's my man. And I'm following him everywhere he goes. I'm looking at the things that he's accomplished and commending him on it and wishing that they would put more stuff like that out there about these athletes. Because those are hard times, and those are real times. You know, and then they lost one of their children, passed away from SIDS when he was playing for the Lions. You know, and the Lions embraced him and the whole family. You know, he didn't play that game. It was a home game, and he did not play that day because literally the night before, his son had passed away. But they were all at that game, or 2 days before.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, the whole team and the Ford family and, you know, here, he didn't have to share that with us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you put your life out there like that, you have to commend the person. And then he's he fluently speaks Spanish. And any person of color that is speaking more than one language this day and age, I commend, because I could barely speak the one that I was born with. I do understand a little Spanish, so I can't say I don't speak it. But I do understand a little bit. But, like, my daughter is fluent in Spanish. My son is fluent in French. Then they got
me. That's awesome.
But then they got me. I'd be like, duh.
Well, that's the thing. It's, I mean, my daughter, same way, me, English. I can speak a little bit more Spanish than her. German, I got a little bit more than her, and it's like, savvy.
Learn from your mom. Speak German. Did she? No.
Like, my son and daughter, because of the school they went to, when my son started at the school, the mandatory language was French. And they started in first grade. So it was not an option. Like, you know, now they say you don't have to take language until high school. But because my son and daughter spoke a language from first grade on, they're actually fluent in it. My daughter says,
yes.
She don't remember that. I'm like, bullshit, yes, you do. I said, because you basically had 12 years of fucking damn Spanish. I was like, I have gone too many places where she has sat there and interrupted. And she's had jobs where her job when she worked for AT&T Corporate, the reason why she did not stay in there, a foreign language part of it, is because when you speak a foreign when you speak a language other than English and you work for any company, it's not just AT&T, but most companies, they will pay you foreign language, additional money for speaking a foreign language, and they wanted my daughter to do it, but not pay her, and she's like, no, I'm not doing it.
Agreed.
She's like, you will pay somebody else, but you won't pay me, and
yeah.
She's like, nope, I'm not doing it. You know, she did it a couple of times, and when she thought they was like, you know, you could pay for it, she's like, no, I didn't. And she asked them about it. They was like, oh, we're not going to pay you. She's like,
yeah.
Fuck y'all then.
Yep, I agree on that. It's like, hey, I'm bilingual, and do I get paid extra, which every person should?
Mm.
Oh, no, you're not getting paid. Oh, fuck you. I ain't talking to any other person with that. Done.
You know, so I'm quick to tell people that, you know, the lucky thing for me is that I do understand some Spanish. So it's like when people, like if you talk about me in Spanish, I'm quick to look at you and be like, yeah, fuck you. I know what you just said. And because I live in, the beauty of living in Detroit, you're exposed to a lot of languages.
Mm.
And my mother, she speaks a little bit of Arabic because when she was selling real estate full time, her employer was Arab. So naturally, she had made a comment. She was like, you guys are talking around me and I have no clue what you're saying. And she, you know, my mother is very verbal. And she's like, listen, I feel like you're talking about me and I don't want to feel like, I don't want to accuse you of something. So they started telling her different words, you know, and they were also more mindful that she did not understand what was going on, and they were just speaking their natural dialect. So, like, they didn't teach her the full language, but they let her know, no, we're not talking about you when we're talking. It's just, like, so easy for you to slip into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason why I said we some stupid-ass people in this country, because we so busy talking about other people. But when we travel to other countries, we're not able to really assimilate the way we should. And the reason why we don't is because we don't have a mandatory – do you know other languages are mandated to learn how to speak English?
Mm-hmm.
They actually have ESL classes. We don't mandate that. And – I, as a person who lived in Japan for 4 years, even if the people who live in Japan don't speak English fluently, they know how to read it. And that's something I learned, and that's how I was able to get by when I lived in Japan, because I always carried a pad with me and a pencil. I didn't carry ink. I carried a pencil so I could write, and maybe if I was writing the word wrong, but I always, that like our children don't know how to write in print. Well, they wouldn't make it in another country, because I made it living in Japan by being able to write down everything I wanted. And I will tell anybody, Babbel is actually a good program. I've been trying to use Babbel to learn. But
yeah,
a lot of the community colleges are also, depending on your age, sometimes it's free, sometimes it's only like $35. We actually have a foreign language institute here. My ass is just too lazy to get down there, so I'll be the first one to say that's why I haven't been down there. But they actually offer different classes, and they're like only $35 like for 6 weeks or something.
All right, now,
but
I do have a question, Lisa.
how much is Babbel to learn a language?
I did. Babbel has a free program.
They do?
And, yeah, they do. They have like a trial, like a 2 or 3 week trial that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And some employers, believe it or not, some employers get a discount because when we were all at home during the pandemic, Rosetta Stone was actually offering it free to some people. And I did have Rosetta Stone. I tried Rosetta Stone. I'm too stupid for Rosetta Stone, okay? I need a pass. I'm too stupid for Rosetta Stone. I need a damn pass. And I think part of it is because when you're still going to work every day, you have to have the mindset that you're going to get it. I'm just going to be honest. And I'm that person who, unless I'm paying you some thousands of dollars, because I will tell you, when I was finished up college and I had to, get that damn degree, oh, bitch was on that online class. And there wasn't any online classes. Oh, I was on there like clockwork, okay? Because when you're talking about dropping some money on a class, your ass is here. But I'm that person who needs to physically go in person. I have come to realize the older I get, I need an actual classroom where I can practice with other people. Don't start.
Ah. Are they hungry? Sound like they're hungry.
I'm sorry for that. Oh, that was perfect timing. I had to go pee.
Oh.
They do
those
it.
Those dogs must be having
day.
A good time.
They're probably seeing something outside. So my
or
front room
fire spread.
No, they don't do the fire truck stuff.
Oh, hell, I figured it was a siren, ambulance, police, or fire.
No, that actually does not set well with them because if that was the case, they would be going off. But remember, I have the weather radio.
Yes.
And, the weather radios have the siren. So, no, they know when they hear that type of siren or something, they actually go to hide. Because, that's the danger warning.
Yeah, and say here, dogs around my area, oh, yeah, sirens, oh, it's how. I was like.
No, because I have them trained with, something like that. I want them to know to not go towards it, to come away from it because it's danger. So, no, they hear sirens. They actually will come to where I'm at. If it was a siren or something, they would actually be trying to hop on me.
That's good. That's very, very good, Miss V, that you do that with your dogs. So, that's awesome.
No, they hear sirens.
Mm.
They not running towards my sirens.
Mm.
They, they want to know what's going on. They want to, like I said, they know that sirens are dangerous. And part of it is because they get a chance to hear the weather radio. We have my weather radio has a test every week.
Yes.
So I had to get them very used. I have to get them accustomed that that siren is going to go off every week. I can't control it because that's from the National Weather Service.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps because when it goes off in the middle of the night, they know what's going on. Because that's where the siren has been going off a lot lately. because fucking tornado season. And I know people say I'm Christian, but no, we get tornadoes here too. We had a tornado like that happening this week. And because I have mine set, because of where I live at, I don't do mine just for Detroit. I do mine for the surrounding community because of where I live at. So about 40 miles from me, a tornado came down. And the sirens went off. So, yeah, I have them where, no, they hear that siren. They know to come see what's going on. They do not like it.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. And, yes.
But I can tell you that we done had a good talk this week. I know that I've been harping on this damn Ozempic, but I'm just so pissed at people.
Hey, you made it all the way through, Miss V.
Yes, I did. Because Lord knows that I didn't think I was going to make it. I did not think I was going to make it. I was hanging on a thread. And remember, we will not have a show next week. It'll be Easter.
Correct.
So before we meet to end, and we may go on our summer break earlier because I looked at the USFL football schedule. Not the XFL that's playing now, but the USFL. And one of their games is on – actually, I could tell you when the game is because I looked at it and I was like, well, dog, I might as well, you know, instead of just taking a break, I might end the show for the summer at that point, and then we'll just have a little bit longer break because our last show would be the 25th of June. But on the 18th of June, there is a USFL football game, and I'm like, well, I could just end it on the 11th, and we just have an early break. You know, I'm still starting on my time off. So I told my – I have to go to the first game first because they might be playing shitty and bitch be saying, I ain't ready to pay to go to that game. I'm taking game by game with the USFL.
Oh, yeah.
I am. I'm taking baby steps with them. I haven't even bought my tickets for my first game yet because their very first home game, we're not going to because my daughter is going to be out of town. But their second home game, we are going to go to, and that's on a Saturday, so that's not going to interfere with anything. Depending on how they play and – see, I've got to see what concessions are available. I want to see what type of crowd is going to be there because this is the first time they've been back in Michigan since, you know, in years. Not, you know, with the league starting back up.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, I'm going to take baby steps. You know, we got to start dating again. You know, I don't have to date the Mayans. You know, that's my bad boyfriend, the Mayans. But the Panthers, you know, we going to kick it here and there. We going to see, you know, we going to see if we going to develop a relationship.
Yep.
So
and I agree with you. I mean, I've got a friend, and he's supposed to be the coach for the Oklahoma City team for the USFL. So, the field was announced, but it's like, there ain't no field there, guys. Hello?
I was about to say, and they're not playing Oklahoma this year. Let me pull up the schedule. I can tell you the fields that's saying that.
Yeah,
so,
and that's the thing.
They're playing Memphis, Birmingham. Birmingham is their still they played on last year for all the games. Memphis, Birmingham. Birmingham. Canton, Ohio was announced. So we knew Canton was one of the locations. Memphis, Detroit, Canton. So they're only playing in three locations this year. Because,
The fact is Oklahoma City a team in the USFL because it was advertised when it was announced, they're going to be playing here. And it's like, there ain't no fucking football field there.
Let me give you the teams. These are the teams. The Birmingham Stallions, the Houston Gamblers, the Memphis Showboats, the Michigan Panthers, the New Jersey Generals, the New Orleans Breakers, the Pittsburgh Maulers, and the Philadelphia Stars.
Yeah, I was about to ask you how many teams were there. So I counted eight teams.
Yep. Oklahoma, them will, forego this season and maybe next year. But, yeah, there was big hype on TV, on the news, and all that, we have a team in the USFL.
But they ain't got one this year.
Nope.
Because the crazy thing is that Philadelphia and the Michigan Panthers are sharing the same home field. And I was like, oh, that's some crazy shit. So,
why?
Because they don't have a place for it. They didn't choose Philadelphia as one of the places for them to stay. And because you do want teams to have a true home field advantage. It was easier, and this is what I'm thinking, it was probably easier to do two teams per stadium. Because when you look at it, you got Birmingham, Canton, Memphis, Detroit, and you got eight teams. So you do two teams per stadium as their home stadium. It's probably easier to – they probably just had a USFL symbol in the middle of the field versus, the way they would normally do it with the NFL team.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to say the Pittsburgh is using the Cannon Hall of Fame as their home field. And I'm thinking Memphis is probably doing their home field in Memphis.
Yes.
So you figure that you do two, and we know Birmingham is going to have their home field.
Mm-hmm.
So you put Philadelphia and the Michigan Panthers together. So the New Orleans Breakers are probably with Memphis. And then Houston is probably with Birmingham. And the New Jersey Generals are probably in tandem with the Pittsburgh team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's no Oklahoma team this year. That don't mean it won't be one.
Yeah,
it's not this
year. It was announced, last year because, a friend of mine that played at OU then went to NFL, and he came on TV last year and said, hey, I want all former, Sooners not playing in NFL or whatever. Come on. I'm the coach. We're going to make a team. And that's the thing. The place they were playing is a mall. It's like, where in the fuck is a fucking football field? 31.
They're supposed to be the Oklahoma Outlaws in Tulsa. So.
Yes. And that's it. But there ain't no football field.
I guess they're going to have to find one.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have to build one where they said it was supposed to be, but I think it's in litigation, lawsuits and all that shit, to where, okay.
Well, we'll
don't even
have
a fucking clue.
Well, I want to stay on top of that one now because I see they're supposed to have a team, but they ain't got one this year. But we ain't got no show next week, everybody, so I want everybody to have a happy Easter or whatever. Let's put it like this. All the holidays that are going around, because I want to say Ramadan is also going on right now. Whatever you're celebrating, regardless of what, we're not going to do it next week because I do observe Easter, and I don't think it's fair to have a show when a great number of people celebrate it. But for those of you who don't celebrate it, I'm not knocking you because there's other things that are going on. But I want everybody to have a great week. We will be back in 2 weeks, and talk to you later.
Bye. Everybody have a happy, happy. Ciao.
Yo. We should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say,
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.